Chris, I'm curious, why would you want to run for public office? And thank you for running.
I've been a resident of Pickett County for about 9 years now. And I've always been involved or tried to be involved at some level, pretty much since I've lived here. I've always been involved on housing issues, most recently as a member of the AFSCME board. There's three main reasons I wanted to run. Affordable housing and focusing on that is one of the biggest reasons. I'm a small business owner here in the Valley. I run a commercial and editorial photography company with my partner. And over the years, we've seen our health insurance premiums drastically skyrocket. And I believe that there's a way to address those at the local level. So that's the second reason. And the third reason is addressing a lot of the growth issues that are coming down the pike for our Valley. And all of those impact climate change. So all of those reasons are really important to me. And I'm 44 years old. And I think it's really important that we have a new voice and a new level of energy at the table of our county commissioners.
Tell me about the 4th district of the Pickens County region.
Well, I actually would flip that on its head a little bit, is I think it's really important to recognize that every voter in Pickens County has the opportunity to vote for me. We were in at-large election, so even though I represent District 4, which encompasses Snowmass, Old Snowmass. And if you look at a map of Pickens County, it's a bit gerrymandered. But the more important takeaway here is that every Pickens County voter on your ballot, you'll have the opportunity to vote for me. You'll see my name on the ballot, regardless of what district you live in.
Ah, I see. Good distinction. Thank you. What do you think the biggest issue affecting Pickens County over the next 4 years, which would be the length of your term, if elected, what do you think is most needed to address?
That's a great question. You know, it's hard to pick one because I think there's so many important issues facing our Valley. You know, from I would look a little bit longer term because I think it's important to look to the future. And I think hands down, climate change is the biggest issue facing our community for the long term. And because I think it's going to encompass everything. We've already seen some impacts from the recent pandemic and how that's affected our Valley in different ways with folks moving here. There's a new term that's out there called climate refugees. You know, we live in a beautiful place and we're obviously not near any oceans. So I anticipate in the future we're going to see a lot more folks moving to our Valley. That's going to bring with it a whole host of changes, everything from commuting to our infrastructure, to the school system, to our tax base. But more importantly, you know, we're a resort-based economy. So as things get warmer, it's going to impact our ski resort. And what does that mean? You know, I think if you look at what happened this summer with the Grizzly Fire and the Pine Gulch Fire, we are just one lightning strike or one cigarette butt away from, you know, a pretty horrendous fire here in the Valley. And all of those things, you know, are ultimately affected by climate change.
Chris, if elected for the 4th District, but as you mentioned earlier, it's an all-encompassing county vote, what would your personal goals be?
Sure. And I touched on those a little bit in one of your earlier questions. You know, in terms of affordable housing, that's a big one for me. I would love to see us transition our IGA, our intergovernmental agreement, between the county and the city. We need to address some pretty significant structural issues within our affordable housing system. So at a simple level, I would love to see an independently elected board of directors for AFSCME, similar to how our fire district is run or our hospital board or our school district. That would be a huge win. I also think we need to start looking at housing from a regional standpoint and looking at a valley-wide approach. Coming back to the health insurance issue, I would love to see us be able to start to address health insurance premiums at the local level. We have the highest health insurance premiums in the nation, and we also have the highest rate of uninsured folks in the state of Colorado. And finally, one of the big issues on everybody's mind is the airport expansion. I think we need to address that proactively. I think we need to be smart about it. We need to you know, look at all the different pros and cons, which have been talked about a lot over the last 18 months. But ultimately, the airport, you know, is the lifeblood of our economy. And a commercial air service to the Roaring Fork Valley is incredibly important for the vitality and success of Pickens County.
All right, last question, Chris. So KD&K listeners are avid followers of local news and politics in general, but they're just as passionate or more about music. And my question is, what theme song do you think defines your 2020 campaign?
That's a tough question, Corby. you know, one of my favorite bands is The Killers. And a couple of years ago, they released a song called Land of the Free. And I think that's a beautiful song and kind of encompasses where we are today.
Thank you, Chris Council, candidate for the Pitkin County Board of County Commissioners, District 4. He is an independent. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks so much, Corby.